I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three.
I love that on this board.
Yes, indeed. We begin before we get to the whiz with the NFL. The other day, the Baltimore Ravens lost to the Cleveland Browns. Maybe there were some football spirits and gods in the air after their longtime play-by-play voice had passed away the day before. Jim Donovan that fueled, maybe it was Jameis Winston talking about the logo on your helmet and then realizing, oh, bleep, we don't have a logo on our helmet. Jameis, I love, man. He's just the best.
I love him, too.
But Kyle Hamilton did not come up with an interception on the second to last play of the game, and then the Cleveland Browns won it and so on and so forth. There have been, you know, we talked about communication issues, cadence issues, right? Cliff Kingsbury sometimes, you know, whatever, sometimes bogging down the Commanders. The Baltimore Ravens have had communication issues on the back end all year long. Kyle Hamilton. Did I say the right name this time?
Yes.
Kyle Hamilton on communication issues today at practice, quote, there's not a time for it at any point of the season. So I ask you, Mr. Seasoned, former Division III football stud and purveyor of all things pigskin, is there ever any time for communication issues?
Is there any time for it? Like, is it allowed?
Like, is there week eight, I would say you probably shouldn't be having them. But early in the season, I think it's acceptable, and even midway through the season. Football is a complicated communication language.
It is, and I think Baltimore, you have to think they have a new guy leading their meetings.
Correct.
So that's going to take some time to get used to how the new guys do things. But I would say this about the communication issues. If you're going to mess up, man, everybody better mess up the same way. Because I think that is what, when big plays happen, is when one guy messes up. Now, when everybody messes up, you're just messing up in unison. Mm-hmm. I think that's much better. But for Baltimore, man, I worry about it because the key to winning the AFC, in my opinion, for them at least, is going to be limiting the other team's offensive possessions. And I think they got the right formula to be able to do that.
Although that secondary has been kind of messy all year, right?
Yeah, but if they can run the ball and keep teams off the field, like...
Yeah, but... I mean, you can't do that against every defense.
No, you can't. Kansas City.
You're not going to roll up the Chiefs like you know.
Chris Jones gave them hell in week one. I mean, so I
no doubt. No doubt. I mean, we're used to communication issues around here, especially on the back end. So none of
that since Jim Haslett.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, but I guess my point is I think the communication is a lot harder. And I'm going to give you a real quick example. The other day, Bobby Wagner, right before the fourth down stop, the third down and two run. His back is turned to the line of scrimmage. As he's communicating and talking to the rest of his teammates, and then he turns around right at the snap and he makes the run stop. So that's one way to eliminate and kind of... Now, you can't always do it that way. But my point being is, like...
Yeah, simplify things, man.
It's interesting because if they didn't make that play, that would have been a play that, you know, like the fan base around here would be like, what the hell is Bobby Wagner doing?
Why there?
Whatever.
I'm said fans.
Exactly. All right, that is one. The Wizards did win the other night, 121-119. I touched on it a couple of minutes yesterday. I thought, you know, obviously good balance, really good shooting. You know, for the most part, my goodness, I mean, here's my question. Do you want Alex Saar taking 5 or 6 3-pointers a game when you have the 3-point shooters that you already have?
Yes, this is called development on the job.
Okay.
On the job training, some people like to call it. I watched him Saturday. I was in attendance at Cap One. So it was my first time seeing them in person, which is my favorite way to consume them now.
Wait,
the shots.
Boots on the ground, you mean?
Boots were firmly planted on the baseline. His shots
where did you steal
slow.
That term from?
Boots on the baseline? Original thought.
Boots on
the baseline's original thought.
No, boots on the ground.
His shot, the mechanics of his shot need to speed up. But I think while he's not shooting it at a good clip to start, it's only been 3 games. I think it's giving him the time to get the slow shot off because teams aren't closing out hard on him.
Mm-hmm.
I can give a rat's ass, though, about the way he's shooting. He has been maybe the most impactful rookie to start this year. Him and Bub Carrington have been probably the – dude, Reed Sheppard can't even get on the floor in Houston. He played 3 minutes the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Bub Carrington and – we're probably going to see Keyshawn George start tonight.
Bump shot well from three.
Yep. Keyshawn George finally hit some threes against Atlanta. He's going to start tonight probably in place of Kuz. But, yeah, they've been super impactful, and I think you're starting to see their defensive effort pick up. And Bilal Coulibaly,
yeah,
we may – it may be time. He may be going into that next stratosphere.
And he should, quite honestly.
But the offensive game is picking up. But I just think for him, defense is – it's just what he does in his sleep.
And you mentioned Kyle Kuzma. He's already been ruled out of the game tonight with a groin injury.
I shouldn't say good.
You don't want to.
I don't want to be hurt. I'm sorry. I
mean, he played well the other night.
Yeah, but man, just watching, he's the only one on that team that takes bad shots. Like Jordan Poole is fitting like a glove. Mm. Clearly is their best player right now, in my opinion. And then being in the locker room and like seeing who guys gravitate to, the young pups love Jordan Poole. Now, I had someone tell me that, well, maybe that's not a good thing. I think it is a good thing. He's a former champion, lighthearted, good dude.
Mm.
I like the chemistry that they have as a team outside of Kyle Kuzma, who doesn't seem like he fits.
Last thing on the Wiz Hawks, back-to-back, two-game tango here. This one at Capital One Arena, again, here on the Team 980, 6:45, the coverage right after Hoffman, a chance to go to 2-2 and get their first win, home win, I should say, of the year. Zachary Risseche struggled on Monday night.
Yeah.
Again, it's game number three.
Yeah.
Or actually, it was game number four.
For them, yeah.
For them. Did you see anything that like jumped out to you, good, bad?
He had an interesting quote to John Hollinger of The Athletic. He said, man, in France, I was the most athletic. Here, I'm normal. I think that perfectly sums up his game. He still can catch and shoot with the best of them. I think that's like his skill that's going to translate right away. He just got to get bigger.
Yeah.
He gets moved easily on defense because he's wired.
Yeah, but this is what happens. Yeah. As you mature physically, mentally, emotionally, what have you, right? You also learn how to play at this pace.
For sure.
And,
for sure.
How many games do they play overseas, like in normal regular seasons? Like 50, 60?
So he was in like the top league over there. They played a lot of games. It's north of 35, I believe.
Right, but it's
something
not 82.
Like No, nowhere near.
That is such a huge jump.
Nowhere near.
For guys mentally, physically, and emotionally. All right, the Wizards again, 6:45 right here on the Team 980. And finally, we wrap up clean up on aisle three with this. So, much to my chagrin, I did not know Matt knew about it, so we ordered lunch for the crew, and part of the reason why I ordered a singular burger was because it was named Le Big Matt, and Le Big Matt Essig knew about it, and yet we took the pictures, he knew about it, we touched on it earlier in the show. Have you had the Le Big Mat?
Oh, of course.
This afternoon.
I'd be honest, if I hadn't eaten it within the past 3 hours, it'd probably be gross sitting out now.
Possibly. I assume there's some sort of, I remember when I ordered it, some sort of sauce of some sort.
Yes.
Right?
There's a special house sauce.
It's a pretzel bun,
uh-huh. Good pickles,
uh-huh.
Some lettuce.
What made it the Le Big Mat? Is it a dual burger or anything?
Two patties.
Like? Okay.
Two patties, I think Gruyere cheese. I mean, it's delicious.
Is it separated, the patties? Are they stacked one on top of each other, or are they separated
cheese,
like a Big
patty,
Mac
cheese,
is?
Patty. And I think there might be a layer of the special sauce in between also. But
not extra bread like a Big Mac
No.
is.
It fantastic. I mean, it's a pretzel bun. You don't need extra bread or anything because the pretzel's fantastic.
Oh, the pretzel bun is a tremendous idea.
No, Emmy so squared, Le Big Mat, fantastic, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's lots of things that I could do to thank you for all of your help on the show, but, every once in a while, it's good to keep your producer's tummy happy. Linnell, I even tried to buy you lunch, and you said, well, I drank so much water, I couldn't drink. So I feel bad. You didn't even want the lunch that I got you.
It's not that I didn't want them. I'm just full. I'll drink.
Eat.
Eat a later.
Manja.
33.8 fluid ounces of the official water of the Major League Baseball World Series, Deer Park.
Mangiapane. Andrew, Mangiapane. Do you know what mangia means? Mangia, in Italian, eat. That's what old Italians do. Andrew Mangiapane, Capitals for it.
Oh, the baseball team.
Clean up in aisle three.